And I'll call this January 9th, 2024, Committee of the Whole meeting to order. And I want to extend a welcome to our council people who were sworn in last week. It was their first Committee of the Whole meeting. Vicky, will you call the roll, please?
Arteaga.
Here.
Reagan-Bah.
Here.
Tui.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Yonker.
Here.
At this time, we'll review the minutes of the December 5th, 2023, Committee of the Whole meeting. Are there any comments, questions, or concerns? Is there a second?
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Are there any citizens' comments on the Committee of the Whole agenda items for this evening? All right, we will move on to the next item of business, which is to address the vacant council seat that was created when Rich was sworn in as our new mayor last week. So how we are going to do this, I'm going to ask each one of you to give a couple of minutes about who you are, a little bit of a biography, why you decided to apply for this position. We've got a series of questions that we came up with, which we will ask. And then if any council person has additional questions after that, we'll get on the line one by one. After that, we will go into citizen comments and other business. I would entertain a motion to go into executive session. When we come out of executive session, there will be no further business. We will adjourn and announce the decision at next week's council meeting. So that is, unless anybody has any objections, that is how we plan to proceed for tonight's meeting. Who would like to start?
I'm in there. I guess I think I'm pretty much a known quantity. I served on council from 2015 through last year. I've been a resident of White House since 1979. I actually had a business on Providence Street. During that time, and still do, except for a 6 month hiatus, I didn't have a place to rent. But other than that, I just knew that, this group of them doesn't have a whole lot of experience and things like that. And perhaps I might have something for a short period of time, to help, get over that hump. I've been involved in boards on the field, so actually writing a charter. And did a lot of work with the Joint Economic Development Districts, which I think is critical to the financial well-being of our council and of our village.
Thank you. Joe?
Yes, I'm Joseph Bublik. I was born the year Bob moved to the White House, and I see the meeting. Went to Anthony Wayne with the Waterville Township, 1998 graduate of Anthony Wayne. Bowling Green State University, graduate from there with a construction management background. Commissioned as an Air Force officer on the Bowling Green State University. Traveled the world for about 9 years active duty. Had the chance to move home to raise my family and step into a job at the Guard base up the road in Swan, Ohio, so I took it. Did 1 year in the Guard, was a little bit bored compared to Special Forces, so I stepped out and took over my father's construction company a little over 10 years ago now. I have three small children, all of them Anthony Wayne schools. My wife currently lives in Delta with her, my two stepkids, but we're trying to combine households once the interest rates come down a little bit. But I miss public service, and my kids are at good ages now to where I can, they can be left alone without hurting themselves pretty much, so I can get back involved in the community. And I love serving my country. I enjoyed serving the schools. I've been involved in all the parents' clubs. I'm on a couple of boards right now locally that keep me engaged in helping people. And I think this is just the next step that I'd like to have, is serving my community.
Thank you. Steve?
Good evening. Steve Fine. I think when Bob moved here, I was swinging the quarry back then. So grew up here, have deep ties here, even though I moved away. I graduated from Penn State, moved away, went to school, worked. But my wife and I chose to move back here. So I have deep ties as well, probably used to be a White House police officer. And the reason I wanted to serve on the council is to help continue to make this house a safe place to live. And I think I can bring some unique skills to that. I worked for 20 plus years in federal government. A lot of experience with how government works, but also a lot of experience working individually with people and also with groups to solve problems, to achieve joint goals, and then communicate things out clearly. So I'm hoping I could bring some of that and contribute to what the council will be doing over the next couple of years. I was fortunate to be appointed last year to the Charter Commission for the village. We only have one meeting, but I was looking forward to seeing what we can do with the charter. Been through it, there are a lot of different things that I think we could do to enhance that and address issues. So thanks for the opportunity to talk to you tonight.
Thank you. Our first question is, obviously, one of the major concerns for the village this year is our budget and our finances, since the levy failed. So what steps would you take to resolve the current financial situation of the village and the budget shortfall? I'm going to start, Steve, go the opposite direction this time.
I think a number of things. Rich mentioned at the last meeting, better communication with the citizens, understanding, what are they expecting? What are their concerns? Do they have concerns about village government, the way things are run? What are they hoping for? Do they want no tax increase and are they willing to accept reduced services? You can't have everything. And if so, what are the services are most important? So anyways, more communication with the citizens to understand what's been holding things back and where to go from there. And then working together to try to find hopefully a balanced approach that achieves what the citizens are willing to vote for. It's going to go to levy again. In the meantime, if there are modifications needed to village services, you're working with the staff to figure out how to do that in the most effective way, maintain services the best we can without overworking the staff. We don't want to be losing excellent staff because they feel they're not being appreciated. So again, it's a combination of all those things working together to hopefully come to an outcome that the council can lean on and that the village staff and the village citizens are fine to be a good balance for what they're looking
for. Yeah.
I think that's an excellent answer. And that's how I actually prepared something similar with hitting two points, communication being the main one, but trust being the other one. Villagers have to understand and trust that council is making the best decisions possible for the group as a whole. And I think maybe we sacrificed a little bit of trust on the last cycle. I think there was some dysfunction amongst council a little bit. And I think regaining that trust to where the villagers know we're good stewards of their tax money and then communicating. And I don't have the key for how we can communicate better to people, but we live in a time where somebody wakes up at 3 a.m. and doesn't realize there's no more bulk trash pickup. They're going to get on Facebook and trash everybody in town because you have to take your trash, And everyone's guilty. Still proven innocent, and it's a hard thing to do to communicate with people. You can't over communicate with people, and I don't know what the exact answer is. Be it the village office page, the marquee sign, whatever it takes, but we have to be trusted by the villagers, be good steward of the tax money, from the crossing guard situation to Chief Bear was looking at lock cameras, I believe was what he was looking into. All that stuff is important. But when the budget needs to be cut, we have to communicate that correctly to the townspeople. This is the price of the vote, where we're not going to repeal the tax. This is what the cost is. So communication and trust, I believe, is important.
I think the biggest issue is going to be education of the public as far as what the situation is. So I don't think the public really understands the non-funded mandates that show up. Changes that are made that we have no control over that increase our budget. The 911 center is just a really good example. That was originally supposed to be like $80,000, ended up being $150,000, and some things like that. So I think, education of the public and Yeah, putting information out there. I think, you know, I mean, I've had experience as far as, you know, trying to scrutinize the budget and squeeze it down as much as we can. I'm not sure if there's a whole lot of fat in there to squeeze out anymore.
You know, council itself takes up a lot of time, and every single person here has been appointed to a board or a committee or something to serve on. So in addition to council, how willing are you to serve on a committee or volunteer at a community function? And what types of committees or functions are you most interested in? Joe?
I'm generally at the community functions where I see all of you anyway, but so yeah, I'm willing to volunteer at those. And with my construction background, you know, not just the degree, but I've been swinging a hammer since I could walk. Probably the zoning appeals board would be a pretty easy fit for me at this time, but the tree commission also interests me as well. But I'm open to suggestions where I could best fit, but absolutely volunteer at events, love showing up to stuff like that, and I think zoning.
Bob?
There's a lot of time involved in doing work. I think I'm probably pretty familiar with, you know, with what it requires. I think, you know, Mario's a major concern about would be in areas of economic development and in some of those areas. I mean, I've got the experience in downtown White House, what have you, as far as, you know, working with the neighborhood and things like that as well.
Steve?
And I would definitely be willing to help, and willing to help with whatever, wherever the help is needed, but some that might be especially interesting, a charter, you know, as everybody I think is aware, and there's some issues there. And also I think some opportunities to enhance engagement with citizens and village government. Anyway, so charter would be one. I don't know if there's intent to have a new plan, but I know the last plan for economic development and development was 2015. And so it's going to be effort on that, interested in contributing to that, have an experience on another community developing, informing the development of a comprehensive transportation plan. So find time to talk to those groups to help.
One of our biggest challenges on council and administration and government as a whole is getting the citizens in the village involved in what goes on, not only at council level, but on the entire village level. What ideas do you have that would help us increase public participation? Steve?
Several things. One, I think we could enhance our electronic presence, a lot of experience with web stuff. There are things that may be outdated there or aren't as fresh as they could be. So if people go to look and they see it's not fresh, they'll never come back. I think there are additional services we could offer on the website. I also think there's more, we look for opportunities where we can go to the citizens. And I've been to a number of council meetings, not a lot of people show up, unfortunately. And are there opportunities maybe for speakers from the village to go out to HOA meetings or other local gatherings to be at some of the festivals where we need to go out where the people are, instead of asking them to come here to council on our schedule. Anyway, so those would be just a few ideas. I think there are a lot of opportunities to help have more frequent and positive engagement with the citizens.
Thank you. Joe?
Yeah, meeting people where they are out in the community. It was Larry who was doing his fireside chats during his campaigning, and being available to people, I think, whether it be at the Music at the Park events or Antimate sporting events, being approachable, because not a lot of people do attend these meetings in person, but making sure that we are making ourselves available to the people. And most of us are pretty approachable. So once we're out there, I think people will talk to us and open doors and open conversations. But I don't know if it's a special table at Cherry Fest or at Music in the Park or what it looks like. But I think having those where we go out in the community more often, either as a whole or individually as a council member, just to answer questions and be available to people.
I think the education of the public, that things are available, I think there are volunteers that would help us if they just knew how. I think that's, you know, particularly a problem. I think that, you know, we found that out you know, with the levy committee and things like that, that if people knew and understood the kind of things that were available that they could help out with, that, you know, that they might, you know, step forward and be approachable, I think, you know, some sort of a want list with what have you as far as potential places, seats that we need filled, what have you, would be definitely.
How do you feel that council can help to support future growth in the village and position the village to be in the area for a choice for new businesses for economic development? Joe?
Well, we can't have lower taxes and not economic growth. We have to have, we definitely have to have correct economic growth. We're losing some major industry here currently. It has to be something conveyed to the townspeople correctly that not necessarily grow or die, but we are a desirable community. We're a desirable community for housing. We're a desirable community for business. And we need to bring in the correct sort of business, and we need the revenue. And again, once we communicate that to the villager correctly, that this is the cost of not having tax money, this is what it's going to cost to you, and these are the services we're losing, and educating the people accordingly, then we gain that trust. So we need to grow. We need to grow. We need to grow correctly. But the people that want to stay this size, I grew up in Waterville Township when we heard about the bypass year after year after year. And I remember when the McDonald's went on Dutch Road and the town was going to go under. You know, so I lived through all that and we're still here. So I get it. I understand people's concerns and amphitheaters and all of that. But you need to grow or you have issues. And we'll have issues in the future if we don't.
I think the biggest key to growth is going to be in the area of businesses. I think that's where, you know, income comes from. A lot of people don't believe sometimes. I told them that every time you build a house, you lose money because it takes more to service the home than it does to, than it does when they're paying taxes, unless they're unless they're high-end homes. The other side of the coin is that I do think we need a better inventory of the spaces that are available for economic development as far as businesses are concerned. And I think we can do a better job as far as advertising the advantages of being this close to Route 24 and the metro parks and things like that to encourage businesses to work here.
Steve?
Several things. One, I go back to the economic development plan, which the village does have, but it's a little old. Maybe revisit that and see where we stand. Have things changed? What are our competitive advantages? And we're competing, of course, against Waterville, Swanton, the townships, Perrysburg. What are our competitive advantages? And make sure we can play those up. Maybe survey some of the existing businesses and some other businesses and find out what do they like, what do they don't. What is an impediment to them? Get some input from them on what would make this even more attractive as a place to work. My understanding is that some businesses want to move quickly, and you know, if you have to buy a lot, get utilities run to it, you know, et cetera, permits and so forth, that can slow things down. And then some development agencies are looking at how can you have lots that are ready to go, already have utilities there and so forth. If there's money available where we can get grants or something, could we do that and get some land ready to go? So if somebody wants to move quickly, that gives us an advantage that we have. You know, they could come here and get a head start versus going somewhere else. And then keeping those communications going. So it's not once every decade plan. It's how do we keep up with our business members, you know, business within the community, find out again, are there things that are making this not so productive for them? Or the things we could do in your company to help. So again, it's a combination of things, but all together. Oh, I'm sorry. One other thing is, again, going out, you know, there are business fairs, you know, Toledo and so forth. Do we have a booth there? Should we have a booth there? Something to highlight Lighthouse and those advantages that we've identified and why they should come here. So again, let's take our message to people so we can come to us.
That's question one. At least for me. Pretty much for the last several years, at the beginning of the year, council always expresses a wish list. What each of us on council feels that we could do during the year that pump that may not cost a lot of money, especially under the current budget constraints that we're on, but that would still provide some value and enhance the village with things. I know Mindy, one of her things was to make the dock at the small quarry handicap accessible. So I'm asking each one of you to name at least two things that you would like to see added to your wish list that enhance the quality of life in the village, but yet still take into consideration the budget constraints that we're on. I don't know where I left off, Steve.
One, again, I'll come back to electronic communications. It's often not expensive, but we update our website. Can we do more via Facebook Live, for instance, and again, bring stuff to people? So are there ways we can communicate better electronically? The second thing is, I don't know how many of you were frustrated in the spring when you got notice that Cleo Edison was raising the rates. And how many people you heard didn't understand, didn't know where to go, or didn't realize, and then your rates went up a lot. How many of you realize that most people in the county didn't have to go through that? Most people in the county participate in what's called an aggregation program, where somebody's negotiating on their behalf, and they've got lower rates than probably every one of us do. I'd like to see if we can get part of that. White House is the largest community, I believe, in the county that's not part of that program. Why? Yeah, so can we get into that? What does it take? There are different options. Let's see what some of them may involve a vote with a citizen election. Well, let's explore that and see what we can do to help our citizens get better electric rates and make their lives easier.
I think continued development of our city park. We put the gazebo up a while back. We put in some nice playground equipment. We've got the pickleball courts, baseball diamonds need some love. But the location of that central White House, that's just a real gem that we can just keep expounding upon and tidied up quite a bit. And that would be one of my things. There was talk of a splash pad back before COVID, I believe. I think that kind of died off. But that was a nice idea that I think we looked into for a little bit and then it kind of fell off the radar. That and beefing up our communication process, our electronic communication, our flyers. Before the school levies came out, we got some good informative postcards in the mail that said, here's A, here's B, whatever it takes to get the people back marching and stuff. There's been a lot of headbutting lately in the community, and a lot of division. And I think getting everybody back excited about the village is key. And I think that should be a focus. That'd be on my wish list, is get everybody get along again.
I think one of the areas that I think we can always improve on, like, is our signage as far as local information is concerned. I'd like to see us cooperate more with the Metro Parks and people like that as far as working together with them as much as they will. Sometimes that can be a challenge, but working with them as far as taking advantage of the things that we have. Obviously, the park and the gym, things like that. I don't know if we could get some more advantage of the ball fields and things like that over there. I think there's some opportunity out there at Central Park too that we could enhance. I think we're looking at putting a disc golf course out there, a few things like that. But that's an area that people really don't know on order.
I'm going to start with Larry. Larry, do you have any additional questions that you would like?
I've got a couple of individuals, just things that came to mind. Start with Mr. Fine. If I recall correctly, you had applied in one of the applicants for the last time the seat was open on council. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this last election cycle, I don't believe that you put in petitions to run. I guess I'd ask the question, is there a reason why you decided to sit out the election cycle and now you're interested in getting on council? And just so I understand where you're at as far as your interest in council.
Sure. Definitely interested in council, but it wasn't a good time for me to submit for that election cycle.
Okay, and just kind of a follow-up on that. Is your interest primarily to be on council just for the unexpired seat term, or would you be interested in continuing on after the unexpired term?
obviously definitely interested in the unexpired term, and I'd see how things go for the next term. That's 2 years out, so.
Okay.
Do you have any additional questions?
Yeah, so I guess my question would be, we've heard some wish list items, we've heard some specific questions around the budget and different topics and along that line. My question, I guess, would be to each of you, what would you consider to be the single biggest issue facing the village that council can take a very active role in, and then how do you think council should approach addressing that issue?
I think the economic development is the very simple thing that that needs more attention. I think we do a better job enhancing the income out of the tax. That's an area just attracting more businesses down. We obviously have got a couple things we have to deal with pretty quickly here from that standpoint, as far as businesses and things like that. But I think we have to work pretty closely with economic development people. I also think to join economic development districts are a good opportunity to grow as well. So.
Thanks.
At some point, potentially, we're going to have to ask the village people for more money due to all the budget cuts we're not going to be faced with. And it's a delicate time of asking people to dig into their pocket. And but eventually, to maintain a lot of the things we do, as Bob spoke about how something was programmed for $80,000 came at $150,000, we may have to ask that hard question in the future. And when we do, we better make sure we're prepared to show them the cost of that. I think it's inevitable after the current council look over this budget, and me just reading over it generally, looking at where the cuts are going to be, they're going to affect a lot of people. And in the future, we may have to get into our pocket again to get things back to where they should be. But in the interim, I voted much like many people did. I voted my wallet this cycle because it wasn't the right time. And then I wanted more communication. I wanted more information. And I think for this term of council members, I think it's important to get the information out. So next time we need something, it's okay to ask. I think that's the biggest issue.
Okay. And just to clarify, you're asking biggest issue beyond the budget issue, or is
just what do you stack rank, right? So sitting here today and thinking, okay, I have my wish list items. We know we have some various other things that we want to address, the charter, chickens that keep coming up. in your opinion, what is the number one priority above beyond any needs?
Trust. I think rebuilding that trust, just mentioned that. But without that trust, everything else can be much more difficult. We may not get the right directions, the best directions for the community. That trust is the basis for everything. And it's not as good as it could be. So I think the council's in a great position to work on building that trust. And there are many ways to do that. Carrie, you mentioned, I think, a couple months ago at a meeting here, transparency is one big aspect of that. And listening is another big aspect of that. And just all the things that we all do to build trust individually and with groups. I think if we can do that, that puts us in a much better position to deal with the development budget, all the other things we want to deal with.
Thank you.
Gary?
Any other questions?
Yeah. Dave? No, I think so. Might be done very good.
And thank you very much for attending tonight, for all of your brilliant ideas that you presented to us. We're going to take some time to deliberate, and we will let you know what our decision is before next Tuesday.
It's back to the closet.
Thank you.
Nice to walk out.
At this time, are there any citizen comments either on the agenda or other items?
I think you don't know what it is.
Is there any other business that council would like to discuss? Larry, do you have anything for us tonight? Steve?
No.
Gary?
No.
Dave?
No.
I'd like to make a motion then that we enter into a competitive discussion and discuss our candidates.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Motion to reconvene.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Who was second? You guys got to talk loud for me.
What?
Yeah.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Your turn.
Thank you.